A text is taken from the epistle lesson read for us today. Let me read it from a more literal translation. For God's Son, Jesus Christ, he who was proclaimed among you was not one who vacillated between yes and no. It was always yes, repent. He is the yes to all the promises of God. That is why we can say amen to him when we say it to the glory of God. But it is God who guarantees you with us for Christ. The God who has anointed us and sealed us, and who has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first instalment and pledge of the life that shall be. How God says yes. In our text, we know that God says yes to his promises to us in at least two ways. He says yes to our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. Our text says Christ is the yes to all the promises of God. As soon as man had sinned, God gave him a promise. Take a look of it as the first gospel, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Actually, the words were spoken by God, or addressed by God to Satan, but contained a message of hope and promise to the sinner. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. If her seed shall bruise of thy head, and the thou shalt bruise here the promise of a coming Redeemer who would take sin from man. John the Baptist, working by the seashore, recorded in St. John chapter 1, verse 29. Seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the yes, the fulfillment of the promise of God, said, "Behold, look! Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." And the word taketh away means literally lifts up this burden and carries it away, as a scapegoat of the Old Testament carried away the sin of Israel into the wilderness. Jesus Christ is God's yes to the promise of a Redeemer. God said yes. Through Jesus, he was given for us. But God also says yes to the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Verse 22, as the King James translates it, he has given us his Spirit, who is the earnest of the life that shall be. The Spirit is the earnest of our ultimate inheritance. And it means simply down payment or deposit. Of course, it is this that we mean in business transactions when we speak of earned money. God, in effect, is saying this: I have promised you that you will not only live abundantly in the present, but that you will live eternally in the future. And I say yes to that promise by giving you my Spirit. The down payment, the earnest, the deposit, the assurance that one day that eternal inheritance will be claimed by you. Today we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist, the Lord's Supper. See how beautifully the Lord's Supper fits into what God has said to us in this text. He has spoken first with the fall of man, the sin of man that called forth the first promise of salvation. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, he saw the fruit, he took the fruit, he ate it, and he died. He took, he ate, he died, and all mankind died with Eve and with Adam. in Holy Communion. Our Lord said, see, look, behold, see my body and my blood shed for you. Take it, eat it, and live. Many notice that God suggests to someone given for us and someone given to us. In communion, the same emphasis. My body, our Lord Jesus said, my body given for you, my blood shed for the remission of your sins. Take and eat this body that has been and this blood, which has just been given for you. Take it and eat it. It is now given to you. Take and eat and live. And if that, the Lord's Supper, is God saying yes to you and to me, to all of the longings of our hearts. Remember this, my brothers and friends. Remember it always. According to that gracious word, in weak humility, this will I do, my darling Lord. I will remember thee. Thy body broken for my sake, my blood from heaven shall be. Thy testamental cup I take, and thus partake of thee. Remember thee and all thy pains and all thy love to me. Yea, all a breath, a pulse remains, will I remember thee. And when these failing lips grow dumb, and mind and memory flee, when thou shalt in thy kingdom come, Lord Jesus, remember me. And God is saying to you and to me, yes, I will remember you. For Jesus is the yes to all of God's promises, and we belong to him. And he divinely forever. Amen.